This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, the tri-state saw a range of snowfall totals overnight. The Bronx reported the most, about 4.5 inches, the most in the five boroughs, that is. And that is where 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria caught up with Anthony and Julio, who tried not to complain too much about the weather.
You like the snow?
The snow's nice.
Not too cold?
No, not for us. We're going snowboarding, so we're taking advantage of it.
You're happy here?
Yeah, well, I wish I can go. You know, I wish I can move to someplace else because I'm getting old and I started to feel the cold weather.
Oh, same. We can attest to that. Now, our next chance for snow comes up on Tuesday, as AccuWeather was just telling us, and then again Wednesday into Thursday. So stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM this week. We'll keep you posted with the latest forecast from AccuWeather. Well, no word yet what caused a fatal fire overnight in a Brooklyn apartment building. Firefighters rushed to 80th Street and Bay Ridge around 3:30 this morning. After the 911 call came in, they found flames shooting out of the window of a unit on the third floor, and then found a man unconscious inside. The 37-year-old victim was rushed to the hospital but didn't make it. Two people were injured, including a toddler, but the 2-year-old boy is now in stable condition, along with a 34-year-old woman. Now, the FDNY now says that parked cars were blocking the two closest fire hydrants to the building. They're reminding everyone to keep hydrants clear and called 311 if you see one that's blocked. Remember, seconds count in an emergency, they say. Well, President Trump looks like he has a new target, and this time it's congestion pricing. In a new interview with the New York Post, the president is promising to undo the new toll by withholding millions of dollars in federal funding for New York if the state doesn't kill it. He's also no fan of bike lanes or pedestrian right-of-ways that have taken the place of traffic lanes and says they have to go as well. President Trump says he's already spoken about it with Governor Hochul, who said the toll is working since it's reducing traffic jams, just like it was supposed to do. No comment yet from the governor. The new toll is charged to vehicles entering Manhattan below 60th Street. The revenue is earmarked to fund mass transit improvements. Well, a warning for those of you venturing out tonight for a Super Bowl party. Robert Sinclair of the AAA Northeast has some concerning statistics.
On the Sunday of the Super Bowl, 41% of all fatal crashes involve a drunk driver. And we look more specifically in New York State. From 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. of the Super Bowl game, there are 22% more crashes.
Now, he tells 1010 Winds that in New York City, there was a 27% increase in crashes. On Long Island, a 45% increase on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, President Trump's threat to dismantle the Department of Education prompting a rally by teachers this morning on the Upper East Side. They warn that if the president follows through with his threat, there could be grave consequences for students, parents, and schools. The educators were joined by students and parents at the protest outside PS 183 on East 66th Street. Also there, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who says closing the Department of Education would lead to chaos and alarming losses in federal funding for the city's 4,800 K-12 students. For instance, $1 billion that funds programs for 500,000 kids with disabilities in the city would vanish, she says. Lots of heavy, wet snow to be cleared away today. This begins what could be a kind of snowy week for the city, as AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson explains.
After the snow and ice across the area last night and very early this morning, we'll get a bit of a break here in the near term. But in general, the stormy pattern is going to continue through the week ahead, as our next storm will arrive late Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night. Now, that storm will be farther south. That's going to likely lead to mainly snow, not really much mixing concern with that storm. And that's going to lead to some slippery travel. We're expecting about 2 to 4 inches of snow for much of the tri-state, but a coating to an inch or so in many areas north and west of 287. So actually less snow the farther north you go. Then another storm comes in Wednesday night to Thursday. That one will be another messy one with some snow and ice changing to rain.
All right, Brian Thompson from AccuWeather. And now, as far as the snow totals go, we saw anywhere from 2 to 4 inches across the five boroughs, over 5 inches on Long Island and some other spots around the tri-state. And AccuWeather, of course, keeping a close eye on what could be our next snowstorm. So keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for updates. So is it us, or is it getting noisy around here? A city council member wants to lay the hammer down on rude drivers who lean on their horns or blast music. Eric Botcher tells 1010 Winds they're violating the city's noise regulations and should be held accountable.
We want to see this program expanded to all five boroughs so that anyone in New York City, if they've modified their muffler so it sounds like a shotgun, or if they're blasting music that will wake up an entire neighborhood, they're going to get an infraction.
Now, the city does have noise cameras, but only 11 of them and none in Staten Island. Noisy incidents above 85 decibels can draw fines as high as $2,500 a pop. By the way, 85 decibels has the potential to cause hearing loss, especially if you're exposed to it for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.